Think about the last time you chose Coke over Pepsi, or why you're willing to pay $5 for coffee at Starbucks when the gas station sells it for $1. You probably have reasons ready: taste, quality, atmosphere. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Those explanations are stories your conscious mind invented after the fact. The real decision happened 7 seconds before you even knew you'd made it, driven by forces operating far beneath your awareness. This isn't science fiction, it's neuroscience, and it fundamentally changes everything we thought we knew about why people buy what they buy. Despite businesses pouring billions into focus groups and surveys, most products still fail, not because companies lack data, but because they're asking the wrong questions to the wrong part of the brain. Traditional market research operates on a flawed assumption that people understand their own choices. They don't. We process 11 million bits of information every second, yet we're consciously aware of only 40. That's like trying to understand the ocean by examining a single drop of water. In 1957, James Vickery claimed subliminal messages like "eat popcorn" boosted theater sales. Congress banned the practice. The catch? Vickery fabricated everything. Yet people still fear subliminal advertising while ignoring something more unsettling. Their own minds constantly manipulate them. The Pepsi challenge reveals this perfectly. In blind tests, most prefer Pepsi, yet Coke dominates. When neuroscientists repeated the experiment with brain scanners, knowing they were drinking Coke activated regions controlling memory, emotion, and self-image. The label triggered associations powerful enough to override taste. The brand had become neurologically inseparable from identity. This is why focus groups fail spectacularly. Fluorescent lights, two-way mirrors, cameras recording. In this artificial pressure cooker, you don't reveal your authentic self. You perform a version you think observers want to see. The disconnect runs deeper. When asked why they bought something, people confidently explain their reasoning. But these are confabulations, narratives constructed after the fact to rationalize unconscious decisions. It's like asking why someone fell in love and accepting great sense of humor as complete explanation, ignoring pheromones, evolutionary criteria, and childhood attachment patterns. Your skull houses three brains stacked like archaeological layers. The oldest, your brainstem, resembles a reptile's brain and manages survival through the six S's: survival, safety, security, sustenance, sex, and status. This ancient system doesn't think, it reacts. Layered atop sits your limbic system, the emotional brain that evolved for social bonds. Your amygdala scans for threats, while your hippocampus stores emotionally significant memories, explaining why you remember September 11th, but not last Tuesday's lunch. Finally, your neocortex wraps around everything, handling language, abstract thought, and planning. It loves to believe it's in charge. Here's the problem: it's not. When these systems conflict, the primitive ones usually win. You've experienced this every time you've eaten dessert despite being full, or checked your phone despite needing sleep. The pathways from your emotional brain to your thinking brain are superhighways. The reverse routes are narrow dirt roads. This is why successful marketing doesn't convince through logic. It triggers primal feelings your rational mind then justifies. Understanding brain architecture means little without systematic application. Changing behavior requires respecting how minds actually work, not how we wish they worked. Interrupt the pattern. Your brain runs on autopilot because consciousness burns glucose. Only violated expectations snap attention into focus. Volkswagen's The Force commercial, a child dressed as Darth Vader attempting to use the Force, became the highest-rated ad in neurological history. We expect the Force not to work, making the moment when the car starts neurologically explosive, triggering dopamine that commands attention and encodes memory. Create comfort. Attention without trust is worthless. When General Motors faced bankruptcy, research revealed profound disappointment. GM symbolized the American dream. The breakthrough came through radical transparency, acknowledging mistakes and outlining concrete action. The moment GM manned up, body language shifted, uncrossed arms, relaxed brows, genuine smiles. Trust isn't just a decision, it's a feeling generated by oxytocin. Lead the imagination. Before people act in reality, they act in their minds. The most powerful marketing is artfully vague, allowing projection into the narrative. Apple's iPod silhouette campaign replaced real people with black shapes, inviting viewers to imagine themselves dancing. Nike's Just Do It succeeded because it didn't specify what it was. You filled in your personal goal. Shift the feeling. The word inspire originally meant to breathe life into something. The Catholic Church, history's most successful brand with 2.2 billion followers, combines authority, doctrine, and crucially, overload of feeling, overwhelming sensory experiences that bypass conscious defenses. Disney operates similarly, creating emotional experiences so powerful they transform mundane purchases into cherished memories. Satisfy the critical mind. While emotions drive behavior, your rational mind demands justification for what your unconscious already decided. James Dyson's vacuum cleaners succeeded through visible engineering, transparent chambers showing dirt, statistics about 5,127 prototypes, cyclone technology moving air at 924 miles per hour. These rational elements didn't drive the purchase, they gave permission for what people already wanted emotionally. Change the associations. Brands exist not on shelves, but in neural networks of association. Tommy Hilfiger transformed from preppy to urban cool by strategically placing clothing on hip-hop artists. When Snoop Dogg wore a Hilfiger rugby shirt on Saturday Night Live, sales exploded overnight. The brand hadn't changed, the associations had. Intel's Intel Inside campaign turned an invisible component into a quality signal, increasing sales 63% within a year. Take action. Brains exist primarily to produce movement. The sea squirt literally eats its own brain once it stops moving. The most powerful branding engages people physically, not just mentally. Red Bull doesn't just advertise extreme squirts, it sponsors them, creating experiences that embed the brand through multiple sensory systems. The goal isn't just to change minds, but to change behavior, because repeated action eventually changes identity. Understanding unconscious influence reveals consciousness's true power. Through neuroplasticity, you can rewire your brain through conscious effort. While nature favors unconscious patterns, humans possess the unique gift of conscious thought that can reshape destiny. Business often operates from the primitive, reptilian brain seeking domination, a zero-sum mentality fighting over limited resources. This fear-based thinking diminishes creative capacity. The future belongs to those who shift from competitive to collaborative thinking, from manipulation to genuine service. The greatest insight from cognitive science isn't that we're unconsciously driven, it's that awareness grants freedom to choose consciously. By bringing unconscious processes into conscious awareness, we gain the ability to work with our nature rather than be controlled by it. The real revolution isn't better manipulation, it's authentic connection. The most successful brands fulfill genuine human needs while respecting how minds actually work. They interrupt patterns without creating anxiety, build comfort without false promises, inspire imagination without deception, shift feelings through authentic experience, satisfy rational minds with truth, and prompt behaviors that genuinely improve lives. This is the conscious path forward. Marketing that serves rather than manipulates, that elevates rather than exploits. The brands that will dominate the future treat people as whole human beings rather than unconscious automatons waiting to be programmed.